It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have our own embedded reporter in Washington, D.C. at the White House for the Eagles' visit. We will check in with Elliot Shore Parks in about a half an hour, but we have more important business to get to right now.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So a lot happened this weekend, of course, in the sports world, and a lot of people had bad weekends. But who had the five worst weekends? We will get to that now. Number five is me and Walk.
Whoa,
yep.
Why?
Yep.
Had a bad weekend?
Had a bad weekend.
Uh-oh. Fifth worst weekend of all?
Of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. Saturday, went to my good buddy's. His kid is a third birthday and a first birthday. So a birthday party for young kids. Great.
Sure.
So fun.
Wait a
Love
minute.
That. Yep.
Was his three-year-old and his one-year-old born on the same?
They're born in April, so they're getting them both out at the same time.
Okay.
He's from Long Island. Oh. He's a Mets fan.
Okay.
And while I was in the other room, Walk was in the playroom, they handed him a Mets pillow snapped a photo of him in the Met with the Mets pillow.
Oh, no. Hold on, man.
That's going to be used as blackmail. So I got out in front of it, posted it over the weekend, said, look what they did to my beautiful boy. Because I didn't need that picture showing up saying, was that at your house?
He got out in front of it.
Had to get out in front of it.
That is so true. You know that's why he did it.
Yeah, of course. Wait, did you have to drive to Long Island for this?
No. He lives in Warminster now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Driving to Long Island
is... I was going to say, that was the bad part of
it. Yeah, driving to Long Island is horrible.
Horrible.
One of the worst experiences of my life is driving to Long Island.
Yeah, so we burned that photo, but had to get out in front of it in case there's any allegations.
I think that photo needs to be put on a t-shirt by somebody.
That's not put,
to taunt you.
Let's not put Walk's face on a bunch of t-shirts,
right?
Thank you. The fourth person people that had the worst weekend is WIP.
What?
He was right there. Shador was right there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they could have drafted him in the fourth. They were about to draft him in the fifth. And now what are we going to talk about? Phils are great. They're back. Who cares? You know, there's no melting down. Right back in the World Series conversation. And the Eagles, like, they're just boring. I mean, what a boring time to be an Eagles fan. Win the Super Bowl. There's no controversy. They didn't give us anything this offseason. They drafted boring. They did nothing in free agency. Twiddling our thumbs until training camp?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. We're going to have to do some serious heavy lifting this summer.
Boring. No, earn that big paycheck you get in there now.
Well, listen, you guys, you two are bigger than me.
That's true. Well, I don't know for sure, but I would assume. You know, I'm not going to lie. This morning, I was like, when are we doing top 11? I started looking. I was like, wow, that's not to the end of June? I mean, they really, look, me to you, the Eagles.
Yeah.
You really could have done us a favor with Shador Sanders.
Dude, you don't even know. I'm sitting there. I didn't even bother texting you two.
You knew what we were thinking.
Well, yeah. And I'm hearing these reports that the Eagles are interested. I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to draft him.
Yep.
I actually thought they were going to draft him.
It was so perfect.
Yeah.
So perfect.
Yeah,
I mean, when you do this job, you start thinking, I'm going to be honest, you start thinking about the teams you want them to win, but you think about this other thing is like, well, we got to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
From a talk about it standpoint, the Shador Sanders thing is freaking gold. It would have been gold.
Damn it, Howie.
For weeks. The top 11? Somebody would have had Shador in their top 11.
Somebody would have.
Yep.
Think about your team partner one time. One.
Oh my God! Can you imagine Giglio talking about Shador?
Oh,
City would not be able to handle
I'd
it.
Even listen to WIP. That's how excited I would be. I would listen
Elliot
to the radio.
Tell us how great Shador looks at training camp.
Oh man,
he's taking shots down the field.
Yep,
Jalen's thinking and dunking.
Now, the Delaware Valley is going to have to deal with Elliot and I being on the same page on Kyle McCord. And that's going to be very annoying. But it is nothing like it would have been if we had Shador Sanders in.
Well, especially he can't play.
Yes, he can.
Thanks.
He doesn't
And he's a Jets fan.
Who cares?
He's a Jets fan?
Yes. I tried to tell you.
He loved McNabb when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the video. I saw the video.
He had one photo in a McNabb jersey. Fine. He's a Jets fan. And he wore six because of Mark Sanchez. Talks about the 2011 AFC Championship game. Look it up. Google it.
Wow.
2011 AFC Championship game, he was like eight.
Perfect time to be a Mark Sanchez fan.
It was 14 point. Years ago.
That's kind of when the Eagles were starting to dip a little bit.
Just saying, a divided household he grew up in. Jets, Broncos.
Well, that's not his fault.
Jets, Broncos?
Well, but okay.
I'm just telling you, he's from South Jersey.
Hold on.
Parading around Captain Philadelphia.
Hold on. But here's the issue. If he's 7 years old, and one of his parents is
a
Jets
fan. Just because you're a Knicks fan.
Was a Knicks fan. Like, look, give the kid a break.
Yeah, I can't hold it against him.
What was he when he was a teenager?
Kenny Pickett's a real Eagles fan. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Kenny Pickett.
You didn't buy that.
No, I didn't. Because you got the 4th and 26 year wrong. I thought it was like 2005. It's 03, Kenny.
Did you see?
I think Vinny Curry might be the only true Eagles fan that grew up an Eagles fan.
We couldn't
fan
even get Corey Clement.
Well, we know Corey was a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. Did you see Jackson Dart said his favorite athlete growing up was Derek Jeter? Okay. He was 8 when Derek Jeter retired, and he lived in Utah. Your favorite athlete growing up was...
Derek Jeter's been retired that long?
Since he was 9. I'm sorry. Wow. Derek Jeter retired in 14. Yeah. 14. Yeah. Come on.
I guess that was a decade ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Third person who had the worst weekend is Bill Belichick. What a weird interview.
Holy cow.
Dude. So,
first off, talks about how he didn't mention Robert Kraft in the book at all.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, first off, he shows up to this big interview with a sweatshirt with a giant rip on the front of it, which was weird.
Very strange. Very strange. And then this interaction with his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, just very, very odd.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Okay. Since when the hell she get to call the shots?
Well, so they said...
Interrupting the interview.
So I read that the reason they included that in the interview is because it happened several times that didn't even make the final cut.
Right.
So they wanted to show that at least it happened. Okay. Here's the thing about her is that the way she's operating, it's like she's done this before or something. It's like, how does she come in and become this?
Oh yeah, you mean she ain't some sort of innocent Johnny lately. She's somewhat up the snuff as far as what's going on.
Well,
right
how
now.
Is she on the field, calling shots? And she's in the. And by the way, how could you have met that we're not talking about? What are we talking? Like, what the hell happened?
Well, they probably met. Who knows?
Well, they said
maybe
they met
online.
Didn't they say they met on a plane or something?
Well, I think she was a cheerleader.
Is that what it was?
Maybe it was the team plane on the way back. I don't know.
She was a Patriots cheerleader?
I believe yeah.
I think you're making that up.
Easily could have been making that up.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's true.
Say things with confidence.
Yeah.
I agree. It's a relationship.
It's weird.
Well, yours definitely weird because he's 72 and she's 24.
But somehow it's even weirder.
Well, she's probably embarrassed how they met. Because it probably looks bad on her part. You think? Well, she's the one who jumped up quick to say we're not talking about that.
All right.
Yeah, Bill Belichick didn't say it.
I don't want to get canceled. But is it possible that she was a paid date?
Yeah.
That became his girlfriend.
I was going to say maybe it was OnlyFans, but I know that's not a good choice right now, Unc.
No,
because he out here acting.
Well, if
wild.
It was OnlyFans, somebody would know her OnlyFans. But if it
that's true.
If she was like an escort. I'm not like accusing anything, but like maybe.
Hey man, each is his own. She's grown.
Yeah, whatever.
She's not being held against her will.
No.
And she certainly seems like she
is enjoying it.
Well, my thing is, she doesn't seem like she's just here. She walked on the practice field to give him something.
Yes.
2 weeks ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's not, I'm in the background. I don't want to be noticed. No, she's out.
I've been watching sports my whole life, and I've never seen anything like that.
Belichick in the book called her his creative muse. So he got that. Like,
what's
she's in
he
there
creating? He's a football coach. He's not writing songs or doing paintings.
he might have seen some things the last couple of years that he did not know was out there. She's young. He's not. I'm saying.
Things have changed.
I'm just saying. She may have enlightened him to some things that he just didn't know about.
Yeah. And she's allowed to do whatever she wants now.
Oh, man. 24, 25.
We're not talking about that. Yeah.
The second person that had the worst weekend is Jeff Ulbrich's kid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I dude. Mean,
I would say Jeff had a worse week.
Well, Jeff had a bad weekend.
I was trying to imagine yes. how mad. By the way, Jeff Ulbrich was defensive coordinator of the Falcons, and his son saw Shador Sanders' phone number. That's the story on his iPad. Yeah. And then made the phony phone call to Shador Sanders that he was the general manager of the Saints. And then posted that video. The son was sitting next to the
That's
kid.
That's how stupid did. They are.
And they posted the video on the internet.
Yeah, because unless you actually get caught and get the publicity out of it, what's the purpose of doing it? You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, they could have let that go. They probably would have gotten discovered because the NFL said they were investigating. So eventually they would have found out where the call came from. But they post the video because they want the publicity behind it.
I'm just thinking, how mad do you think Jeff Ulbrich is when he finds out?
Oh, he's hot.
That it's who? It's
nah,
Jeff?
I know it's not my son. Yeah, like what?
If I was that kid, I would lock myself in my room for the next 10 years.
He's hot. Yeah. I'll say this. And it's the reason why Shador had that phone as an only coach's phone for the weekend.
Right.
Because people make these prank calls every year.
All the time.
Yeah, it happens every year during draft time. Yeah. And that's why I said Shador. That's why he was like, well, nobody has this number. This is not even my real phone number. Right. This was strictly for the draft.
Yep.
So it's like only coaches have this number.
I got prank phone called back in 2011, first day of recruiting. You know, it happens to the best athletes.
Did you really?
Yeah. My teammates blocked the number and said, like, this is University of Maryland. And I was like, hell yeah. And then Bloomsburg.
I didn't get prank called. We didn't have cell phones.
It's a little different. Yeah. You had to get beeped.
But also told people don't call the house. And people still called the house wanting to know.
First of all,
y'all got cable, I'm assuming. Did you see me get drafted yet? So you don't have to keep calling here asking.
Were you a prank phone call kid younger? Or were you too young for it?
Somewhat.
Oh, I was.
Of course you were. Yeah, you
made prank calls?
A lot of them. No, I didn't call anybody on draft day. You know.
But if you had a number, I bet
you
would have.
Back in the day.
They could have got you some numbers.
I mean, I was growing up in the Jerky Boys era. I mean, the phony phone calls were it. Before caller ID,
I called WIP.
As a prank or just?
Yeah, it wasn't a prank. It just wasn't me. I mean, it was me, but I didn't call as me.
How many times would you say you did that?
Once.
Okay.
Did you raise your voice or deepen it?
Well, here's the thing.
Hi, this is Ike Reese.
I wasn't a popular player at this time, so you're talking 2000 maybe. This was Glenn at night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I called Glenn at night. Yeah, I was arguing about basketball.
Nice.
Somebody I wanted to call up, and I gave just a dumb name. I don't even remember the name I gave.
But Levi?
I don't even remember the name I gave. I just gave a name and gave some town. And the best part was, I think Glenn was irritated with the question that I didn't really get a back and forth. It was more or less, he took the call, I said what I wanted to call about.
And he thanked you.
He thanked me and hung up on me real quick.
Yep. That happens.
When I was working at YSP.
So that must have been a bad call, right? If he hung up on me that quick.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, the nights. Yeah, the nights you need calls anyway.
Oh, yeah.
When the Kid Chris show was on YSP, they used to do this thing where they would call radio. They would all call a radio station and fill up the lines. So every time they would go to one of the calls, it was another phony. So they did it to Glenn once.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. And it freezes the host.
Night guys, man. Yeah.
It freezes the host because then you can't go to any calls anymore.
Yeah. I did it at night. I was too nervous to do it during the day because I thought somebody may
recognize
hear
you.
The voice. Yeah. Yeah,
maybe a coach hears you.
Yeah.
Hey,
did you call WIP? This was back still on 610.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was still AM days back then.
Yeah.
But the person who had the worst week, and you guys have mentioned it, is Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
I mean, could not handle it. And here's a little snippet of Mel not being able to handle Shedeur Sanders' slide.
I think yelling at the NFL about it is not
right. Not a quarterback. Boomer Esiason was not happy when he was the second round pick.
Tom Brady was not happy.
They dropped. How'd they turn out?
And you know what? My point is, nobody's arguing that can happen.
Race, the NFL has been clueless for 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterback. Clueless. No idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. Idea. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many times
we know exactly what we're talking about with quarterback? They don't.
Clueless for 50 years?
They don't know what they're doing when they're talking about quarterback.
There's a lot of good quarterbacks, man.
Yes, they've picked a lot of them. You could actually say that somebody picked a quarterback late actually did a really good job. You know, the Patriots did a good job drafting Tom Brady, right?
Clueless.
Poor Mel.
Mel, man.
I saw people online being like, well, he can't come back after this. Let me tell you.
Oh, sure he can.
Yeah,
are people saved his career. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Yes, are you kidding me?
Everyone's talking about Mel Kiper.
Yes.
Next, you got to take and stick. Stuck to it.
Yes, absolutely. What were you going to say? Stake to it?
I stick to it. Yeah.
Dude, Mel Kiper has been yelling for years during draft week. This is his time of the year.
Can you imagine if Shedeur Sanders is awesome? Mel Kiper.
Oh, Mel Kiper is coming back with a vengeance.
The victory tour?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Shedeur Sanders wins rookie of the year.
This kid, number one on my draft board.
Yeah, you're going to see more Mel than you've ever wanted to see.
Yeah.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors. That's right. With no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free, call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Godfrey in Camden, you're on WIP. What's up, man?
Oh, good morning, my brother, and good evening.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, but I just called about Sanders, man. And I can tell you that Sanders, God bless Sanders. That's what he said. He pray every morning. The only one who gets something out of this is Deion Sanders. Because he figured that he is a man. And I know he's a man. But the problem is, he can't do what the man didn't do. He still remember that you are still, your pigment is still black.
Uh-oh.
And you're not going to get through until when everything became one. And as I can tell, I see Ike getting, losing his mind about this. But Ike,
yes.
We are still, pigment is still what it is.
Black, yeah.
The pigment is still what it is. And Deion Sanders is the only man is going to the bank. And the son is on lose $20 million. That's nothing. What Sanders get, Deion Sanders get, is more than $20 million because he tests the water. He said he was going to test it, and he tests it. And all happened that he realized that we are still black.
Yeah. Yep. That's probably the only thing I can understand it.
We are still
right
black.
Yep.
And what you're going to say, we're coming like we are driving down in Muncie, Pennsylvania, and realize that you are not in Philly. You are black.
Jack, I'm going to kill you.
Yep.
Understand what I mean?
Yeah. So, I get it.
You get it, you get it, Ike?
Yes.
So don't lose your head and go on like they lick you in the head with a kitchen sink. Just be nice and realize that we are the world. We are the people.
Yep.
We can't change this thing forever. Mm-mm. You understand?
Yep.
Because God, he said, Deion Sanders say pray on it. So as Reggie Wright pray that God say must go to Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Was there a kitchen sink in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't throw the water out.
Don't throw the baby out of the bathwater.
I listen to Ike.
Yes.
But Sunday morning, I listened. This was what started the show.
Sunny.
And in the living room.
Sunny
Hill. Yep.
And this is a question he asked. Everybody have their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is just simple. The only man who wins is Deion Sanders. He don't lost.
All right.
Understand me, brother? Well,
We're not going to even get your stand up.
No.
Better get out of here while we can.
Jack.
What's up?
I mean, Yeah. You had to know.
I want to see how you guys would handle it.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Mike understood the gist of what he was saying.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. You are
How you doing?
The black thing.
Yes.
Yeah. What's up, Michael in Havertown? You're on WIP. What's up, Michael?
First off, I want to say you guys have the greatest show on the planet.
Thank you.
Down. All right. Appreciate that.
All right. We'll
From
take
a Cowboys
it.
Fan, interesting.
Yeah, well.
That's right. That's right.
Takes all kinds.
But listen, I'm a little disappointed. Super Bowl champ, MVP, and he doesn't go to the White House, man. That just rubs me the wrong way. That's not cool. You know what I mean?
No, we don't know what you mean.
Yeah. A lot of the players didn't go.
I mean.
AJ didn't go. Devontae didn't go. BG didn't go.
Eagle fans. You know, you're making it political when you don't show up. That's my whole point.
You know what, though?
Why is he making it political?
Yeah.
Because you know it's gonna come down because it's Trump. Everybody knows that.
But here's the thing, Michael, is that the guys who did go, people, if they want to make that political.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that say?
You know, Saquon went, and people are making that political, too. It's like, that's what's unfortunate, is that whatever anybody does, people make it political. So,
no, I agree it's unfortunate, but he is the MVP. He is the star.
As long as he shows up at the game, I could really care less.
I understand. Yeah. Listen, I don't have no hatred for him. I have a whole bunch of love for the guy. I mean, he's amazing. But I'm just saying, it's just, you should have thought the whole picture, like your representation of the whole team. You know what I'm saying? You are the man, MVP. You can't take that away from him.
Right.
And he, you know?
Yeah, well, it is what it is, Michael. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Yeah. I really just can't get riled up about the guys who go or the guys who don't go.
I agree.
To be honest with you, I feel like we've spent so many years getting so riled up about this, and it's just a waste of all of our energies, to be quite honest with you. I've other stuff to worry about. Yeah.
It's a waste of a lot of energy.
It's just like, I see people getting so mad at Saquon for going and playing golf, and then people getting so mad at Jalen and AJ didn't go, Devontae didn't go, BG, I guess, didn't go. It's like, whatever, you know? I
respect the guys who made the decision to go.
Sure.
As much as I respect the guys who decided they didn't want to go.
And,
It's not our experience, it's their experience.
That's how I feel about it, too.
That's where I look at it. Like, they don't want to go. They don't, you know, it's their experience. I probably would have gone. I'm just being honest with you. I probably would have gone.
Well, you were talking earlier about you don't know how many chances you're going to get to have the experience of being not just going to the White House, but being invited to the White House to be celebrated, regardless of what you think of whoever is celebrating you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
And you can go and enjoy the experience of being in the White House. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Everybody doesn't necessarily have to do whatever that makes you uncomfortable or what have you. But, you know, going with your teammates and enjoying the experience, I don't think it's a bad thing. And the guys who decided they didn't want to go for whatever reason, that's their choice.
There's just so many years where this happened, and like it just happened, and
it's
that was
every
it.
Year. It, happens, it just so happens with us because we won this year. It happens every year.
I just want to go back to everybody relaxing a little bit more, That's it. Yeah.
And by the way,
There,
I'm sure, have been times throughout the history of the presidency. Been guys that didn't know.
Right, and we didn't even know about it.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So,
Speaking of which, we do have our own embedded reporter, one guy who did
He's there.
That is Elliot Shore Parks. We will hear from Elliot. We hear he's in the Oval Office right now, checking in from the Oval Office.
He's getting taken out.
From the White House lawn?
They didn't kick him out yet?
No. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We do have our embedded political reporter, Elliot Shore Parks, reporting live from the White House. Elliot, did you get a question in to President Trump?
They didn't let me anywhere near President Trump.
You coward.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, he's dodging the big questions from the insider of the year. So.
Oh, that's a bummer. So where were you stationed as it all went down?
Yeah, so it took place in the South Lawn. The Washington Monument was behind us as the speech was given. He walked down from, I believe, the Oval Office, I think is where the players came out of. I was probably, maybe 50 yards away from him. And, you know, I would say overall, I don't know if you guys aired the speech on WIP, but, like, it was a pretty tame speech. I would, you know, for all the thoughts of, you know, should they go, what could he say? It was pretty tame. I would say the highlights are he did say he thinks the NFL should keep the tush push. Nick Sirianni thanked him at one point for that. He called out Big Dom. Sounds like him and Big Dom hung out last night, and he gave Dom a hat to wear. So we'll see if Dom does that. And
by the way, everybody going after Saquon. Let's see him go after Big Dom. Good luck. Good luck.
I would also say, you know, I think with these events, the big story is who's there, who is there and who is not. And I would definitely categorize attendance as low. AJ wasn't there. Devontae wasn't there. None of the notable Georgia guys were there. It was really just Saquon, the offensive line, Cooper DeJean, Reed Blankenship. And that was kind of it. Oh, Dallas Goedert was there. Dallas Goedert was there. Mekhi Becton flew in for the event.
Oh, man. Beck ain't going to miss out on this, man.
Nah, Becton loved it, man. Becton was...
He enjoyed his year here.
Yes. Yeah, he's...
I would also say that without the practice squad guys, that stage would have looked pretty empty. Like, there was a lot of practice squad guys took advantage of the opportunity to do this. So mostly coaches and practice squad guys and Saquon, I would say.
Isaiah Rogers, no N'Kobe Dean, no Zach Bond. I'm seeing
no
him.
Zach Bond.
No
yeah.
BG. Yeah.
No BG. Yep. So just the starting offensive line and Saquon. To me, I guess Cooper would count.
Yeah. Don't forget about the exciting whites, man.
Yeah. What about Jahan Dotson?
Trump didn't forget about him. He shouted him out.
Yeah. Looks like Eli Ricks was there too, based on his Twitter.
Yeah. Eli Ricks was there. Yeah. Jahan Dotson, I don't believe Jahan Dotson was there. Jake Elliott was there. Rick Lovato was there.
It did seem, I'll say this, it did seem festive up there. Everyone looked like they were having a good time. Howie looked like he was having a good time. Everyone, it looked, as you mentioned, you said it was, what's the word you used to describe it? It was pretty tame. The entire thing felt pretty tame.
Yeah, he shouted out Howie Roseman at one point. He went over and shook Jeffrey Lurie's hand. He was walked out to the event by Nick Sirianni and Lane Johnson. They gave him a Trump jersey at the end. They had both of the Lombardi trophies there. But I would also say, you know, I talked to someone afterwards who works at the White House, and he said there's a lot of Eagles fans at the White House, like a lot of people that work there, Eagles fans. And you could see that because there were a lot of like Eagles hats, Eagles jerseys. Someone yelled Dallas sucks at one point. So, you know, James Seltzer was
at the White House. Somebody yelled Dallas sucks.
Yeah. Someone yelled Dallas sucks at the White House. Vince Papale was there in terms of celebrity sightings, I guess.
No.
Was he selling books?
He was not. No.
Okay.
How did Vince Papale get there?
I don't know. The all-century special teams player.
Yeah.
For now. Wait till the next century. Yeah. Get our boy up there.
Well, he should have been there on the first one, but I digress.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Elliot, how would you say the experience was for you?
This is your first
opportunity reporting live from the White House.
You know, I got to say, the White House is pretty cool, and it was very, very white. Like, the house itself.
What do you mean by that?
White.
You're talking about who was on stage, or...?
No.
Who was in attendance?
No. The color of the house.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Just
the reporters.
And with the sun, you know, the grass was very green. It was a nice day, I would say, at the White House for sure. It was a cool event.
Now, was that your first visit to the White House?
So I feel like I maybe went in third grade, and I don't remember it. But it was
we had a trip in grade school at one point. Yeah, it was okay. We went to the not in the White House, but outside the White House in the Smithsonian, I think we went to. Yeah. While you were, I mean, where were you at that time?
Yeah, where was I at?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Elliot. Know, well,
yeah, I mean, well, it's over now. Now the next thing's a ring ceremony, and then I guess they finally put the Super Bowl season behind them.
Elliot, we didn't get a chance to ask you about this, but how much were you, as a content creator, salivating at the potential opportunity for the Eagles drafting Shedeur Sanders?
I already had a graphic made and a whole set of tweets ready to go.
So oh,
I was,
really?
I was ready, yeah. I was ready if they were going to do it. I would say if I were them, I wouldn't have done it. If I was Jeffrey Lurie and how he turned to me and said he was going to draft Shedeur, I would have overruled him. Like, I would not have allowed that to happen. But from a content creative standpoint, yeah, I mean, it would have been the biggest story in the NFL probably. I'm sure Trump would have talked about it today, honestly, had they drafted Shedeur.
Well, they
Shedeur. So,
yeah, well, Caroline Leavitt earlier today took the press secretary took credit for the Browns. Said that Trump tweeted about it, and then they
really?
Picked him. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, four rounds later, but yeah. He made it happen. Yeah.
All right, Elliot. Well, get home safe.
Yeah, man.
Great job today.
Appreciate it. Yep, appreciate it. Talk to you guys later.
There he is. Potential Eagles Insider of the Year of 2026, Elliot Shoreparks. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. What would your reaction have been if the Eagles had drafted Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round? Happy and understanding or upset? 65.6% say upset. How about Elliot saying that if he were Jeff Lurie and how he said he would do it, he would have overruled him and said no?
I'm actually shocked at that from Elliot, considering he likes this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he's a changed man, though.
Yeah, he's a
best interest of the organization is now Elliot.
Is that what he's
tagline?
He's got worms coming out of his ears, his eyes.
Called a big dose of D.
The guy is
a lot of worms.
He is the most wormed up reporter there is right now.
I got it. Yeah, we may need to have some sort of intervention with E at some point.
I know.
When it dies down. Yeah, because...
Maybe during Elliot
Can
week?
We really deal with this? If this is what it's going to be like all the rest of this year?
I said to him the other day. I said, are you like a fan now? Like,
right.
Yeah.
What's the... Where?
Like, what are we doing right now?
Well, and I understood when I confronted him about it. I thought he made a good argument. Look, this is a good time to be positive. They've done the right thing, so on. But it does feel like his ability to be... objective about something.
That's the word.
Is
like
gone.
He's lost his objectivity.
Like,
man.
He takes every move they make and finds the positive angle.
Side in it, yes.
Which is possible, but it doesn't. Now, maybe this is the problem, that he doesn't know what he actually thinks about anything. You know, I don't know. It's just, it's tough right now. It's really tough to take what he says seriously.
Yes, he's made me, he's put me to shame.
Yes.
Like, I consider myself Mr. Pro Eagle. He's already trumped me, no
yes.
pun intended, but he's done moved past me already.
Compared to him, you're like me.
Take the bike.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee. Oh, Justin, man. You're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Justin?
Justin.
Oh, man, it's been a day. Man, I'm telling you what, that one call, that was something new. I mean,
that was something different. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we've heard Herb, and we've heard, what was that other fella, Richard, that used to call?
Yeah, we lost him. Whatever happened to Richard?
Richard,
I don't know what happened.
Richard than
with the voice.
Lansdale, Richard and Lansdale.
Yeah.
See, I think he actually has changed his name to David in the Northeast. That's my theory. Yeah.
I don't know if I remember him.
Richard was like the... I forget what the movie that everyone compared him to. Was it Men in Black, I think?
Oh, yes. The guy who...
The sugar water guy.
Yeah, so there's him. I don't know if you ever... But I think Richard changed his name to Dave in the Northeast, because Dave in the Northeast sounds just like Richard. And I think he's doing a bit. That's my theory.
It's a good bit if he is. It is. Man, going back to the draft, dude, I'm telling you, with the first round pick, I loved it, absolutely loved it. I think this guy's going to be an off the ball linebacker. I really do. He has the potential to be like a Micah Parsons type, but it's like I said, he's not done that for the most of his college career. Mm-hmm. And the safety that blindsided me because they hadn't like Spike said to Mayock, nobody they drafted they had a top 30 visit with. And that blew me away because, like, you can even look at trades. Like, guys they trade for, they usually have a top 30 visit with. And, oh, real quick, while it's on my mind, Mike Mayock is the absolute best.
He's the
best. I love that y'all bring him back. I told Jack that back of this. Love Mayock. I wish NFL Network would hire him back because I love watching NFL Network draft coverage. It's 10 times better than ESPN and Mel Kiper Crybaby. I mean, he was crying like a three-year-old at Pootie's Paints on the playground when he messed up. I mean, it's terrible. It's atrocious. And then Reese Davis putting him in his place. I love that.
How about that? I never see Reese Davis get upset. He got Reese Davis upset.
Yeah.
Reese Davis was madder than a wet hen, boys. He's like, come on. I mean, what are we doing here? And the thing, I mean, what pissed me off the most about all the Mel Kiper stuff was when he finally did get picked, you had seven players get drafted. And they were still talking about Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
And they took that moment from those kids that were picked. One of them was our guy from UCF, the corner that got drafted.
Yes.
Dude, talk about those kids.
Dude, when they picked Jackson Dart, he spent the whole time talking about Shedeur Sanders. It was so weird.
It was awful because, I mean, yeah, it sucks that Shedeur, who everybody thought was a first-round pick or a second-round pick, and he's dropping like a rock. But this is these kids' moment as well, you know, and you're pooing on their moment, and it's not right, in my opinion. I mean, I get it that he was upset, that he was so wrong, but, hey, you know, I mean, opinions are like buttholes. We all got them. You know what I'm saying?
Man, there's another one.
All right, there you go.
anyway, I started to say something else because, you know, Doc Rivers is a, you know, as Chuck said, but anyway, I caught myself.
How about Doc? Down again, 3-1.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
This is where he thrives.
Yeah, he's deader than four.
No one ever talks about the game they won in this series.
I'm going to say it slow so we can all pick it up.
But I think we need to get the Jamaican contingent back up on this show. That's a nice start.
Yeah, Godfrey.
Yeah, Godfrey.
Pigment in the kitchen sink and.
Yeah, that was
a lot of reaction to that caller.
Oh, really?
Yeah, online.
I bet.
In text messages. Yeah.
I agree with Jack, guys. My son Owen, he went and seen Shane Gillis Friday night down here in Knoxville. Had an absolute blast. He said it was amazing. I know. You know, Ike probably ain't going to like him, but my favorite all-time comic, probably George Carlin. But anyway, I'm going to get off here.
Oh, George Carlin.
I love you, boys. I mean,
Carlin's goat.
Hey, Justin, love you, buddy.
Carlin's goat level. Yeah, he's George with Pryor. He's with Pryor.
Or was he trying to say I wouldn't like Shane?
Shane Gillis. Yeah, I think he was saying you wouldn't like Shane Gillis.
I wouldn't like him?
You'd like Shane Gillis.
You don't think so? Yeah.
Shane Gillis.
Funny is funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
Stand up with Ike, you know?
Shane Gillis is just funny, I think.
I think so.
By the way, the Mayock call, I got to give Jack credit. It was Jack, I believe Mayock was Jack's idea to have on every week.
Once we got ditched by Lombardi.
Yeah. We upgraded.
I totally agree.
Definitely upgraded.
Look at that mess that Lombardi's got down there.
Oh, yeah.
The 24-year-old.
Yeah. I guess maybe if we had a young girlfriend over here,
you know what?
Lombardi Mike, would stick around.
Mike Mayock's my creative muse.
I'm just wondering, can Bill Belichick get out of there?
I think we're going to say if he can still, you know,
no,
get it up.
No, can he, we got solutions for that.
Yeah.
Can he get out of UNC?
For a pro job?
Or retiring before somebody on the football team.
Oh, yeah.
Is with the girlfriend. She's 24.
Yep.
How far? She's not that far removed from those students anyway.
Can I?
Know it's going to happen at some point.
I don't have a lot of self-confidence, but I'm telling you, if I was 70-something and had a 24-year-old girlfriend, you know what I wouldn't do? Bring her to a college campus at a football team.
Like, what are you thinking, coach?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It's only a matter of time.
Yes. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Especially when he gets hunkered down in there with the film. Think he's paying her any attention?
Yep.
She's young.
Maybe they'll just go
stop right there.
Maybe they'll just go 0-11 and he'll just put all of his focus on the girl. Brian and Lafayette Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
How you guys doing today?
What's up?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, you know what, fellas? If I have to watch Johan Rojas not be able to make a punt one more time, I am going to scream. They're giving the guy the job. The job is his by default. Marsh can't get a hit.
Well, Marsh is hurt.
I understand that, but I don't think they'd be dying to get a guy that's 0 for 30 into the game. It's amazing situational hitting. He can't put a bunt down.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
And
he bunts in the wrong time later.
Well, and then how about that fly ball he let drop right in front of him again?
Oh my God! He calls everybody off, and then
he called Castellanos off, and the ball just drops right in front of him. Yeah, he's. I think he's probably got the highest batting average on the team too.
Yeah, like,
that's the best part.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, Brian. Thank you for the call. Their outfield situation. Now, Kepler started to hit a little bit.
Oh, he's heating up?
Yeah.
Last 12 games, he's batting, heading into yesterday, was batting like 360.
Well, he's hitting the ball better, though. I mean,
good at bats.
Yeah, good at
bats. Big home run Saturday.
Yep.
3 for 5.
Yep.
Still Kepler'd up.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Caller, my answer to today's next question is Chris Rock. Jack, oh, he's great in the Fast and Furious movies. Ike, no dummy, you're thinking of The Rock with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage. Spike, Sean Connery came to my 9th birthday party.
There it is.
Alex in Lancaster.
That was spot on. That was
a good one. Yep, that's a good one.
Sean Connery.
Definitely a good
birthday
one.
Party.
By the way, the guy from Back to the Future is Crispin Glover.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Huh?
That's going back 3 hours. It was another Glover.
More Donald Glover.
Another Glover.
Yeah. Well, it was Donald Glover to Danny Glover and then Crispin Glover.
Don't forget about Savion Glover.
And Savion Glover. What's next?
About Lucas Glover.
Who's Lucas Glover?
That's a golfer.
Okay. All right. What's next?
Please, for the love of God, stick to sports. Every famous Glover on the planet.
Look.
Hey, man.
Jack and I were right. Donald Glover is a rapper.
Yes.
Childish Gambino.
Yes.
Which I did not know.
Yes. So, ha!
Yes.
Ha ha! Who's in the delegation now? What's next?
I love when Ike asks pitching questions. Reminds me of a crazy night after a Phils game in the early aughts. It was me, Kevin Millwood, Jose Mesa, Randy Wolf, and Ike Reese. Ike disappeared with a gal from the dance floor, and while he acted like he didn't know what it was today, he sure knew what tipping was that night. Come on! Tornado Shapiro.
Nothing gets Ike like Tornado Shapiro jokes. They're like a cheat code to make Ike laugh.
Come on.
What's next?
I'm not saying Elliot doesn't understand the concept of an opinion, but this was an actual exchange on the show. Spike, are you still sticking to your edge opinion about Jahad Campbell? Elliot, well, that's because it's not my opinion. It's just what I think. Mike in Havertown.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of a kind.
That's what an opinion is, Elliot.
He is special, man. He is special.
Oh, we have an hour with him tomorrow, don't we?
Yeah, full hour.
All right. We're doing edge versus linebacker for the full hour. I'm just going to get him to admit he's just a linebacker. It's okay. All right. What's
next? Okay to admit
it's okay. It's all right. What's next?
Hold on. Is that the training camp stats guy? Donald Trump at the White House.
I'm really disappointed he didn't get a chance to ask a question.
I know.
Well, here's the question. Did anybody get a chance?
I don't think so. I think he just gave a speech.
Right.
Oh,
just
really?
Got out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they have lunch with the president or something? I don't know. What is the visit?
I don't know. Saquon was there for 2 full days. Probably had a bunch of meals, seemed like. And then Cooper DeJean, Reed Blankenship. What's next?
I thought Michael B. Jordan was perfect. Renee in South Jersey.
I bet. So, Elijah went with us.
Yeah.
My son. You know,
to see sinners.
Sex scenes in a movie still are uncomfortable
with the kid.
When you're with the kids, man.
Yeah.
No matter how old they get, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And there were a couple.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah he's. Now, me, I wasn't as uncomfortable because it wasn't my daughter.
Right.
So,
but still.
But he's still sitting there with his mom next to him.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, God.
How old's Elijah now?
21.
Okay.
He's 22 in July.
Yeah. It probably never. It's probably always weird.
Yeah. We didn't discuss it, so I just let it go.
Just walked out of the movie. Then
no,
bring
I
it back
I just
up.
Act like it didn't happen, man.
I don't know what's happened to me. Sex scenes in movies generally now, I'm like, do we really need this?
I know you I think that 50. Way, but mine is more or less because I'm like, I'm normally watching, we would normally watch movies as a family or something.
Yep.
So I'm like, God, please don't let it be a sex scene. Man. Once upon a time, I didn't used to think that way.
Yeah, but now.
Once upon a time, I used to look forward to a sex scene. And now I'm like, oh, God.
There was a couple in Oppenheimer. I was like, come on, man. This is about the bomb. What do I need to, you know, whatever.
Sitting in the movie saying, boring.
Yeah. Get back to how they make the bomb. Is there Fritz at 6 tonight or no?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you're not working today?
Don't work Mondays. You see this conversation?
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Yes.
Yes, I bet you are.
Yeah. So TK is next. Tom Kelly is next.
Yeah.
Listen, right. If anybody can get you riled up about today's events, it's TK.
Yes, it's definitely TK. TK will have a great show. We got to go back to the drawing board for tomorrow, but TK is going to have a great show. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.